feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Sunt obiectul urlii. 14 December 1997. As the time goes by, Bab Dada has seen that the majority of double foreigners have become very knowledgeable. Their vision for recognizing Maya has become very sharp. This is why Bab Dada takes the fragrance from the letters and sees that double foreigners have an honest heart. They write with honesty of their falling as well as their flying. They have an honest heart. Bab Dada always says, where there is an honest heart, all desires are fulfilled. Sachche dil murad hasil. Whatever hopes or desires they have are fulfilled. That is, all their desires are fulfilled. You are very good in receiving Baba's help. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 14th December 1997. Today is day 84 of our series, Here Comes the Bridegroom. And the bridegroom likes those brides who are absolutely honest. What is honesty? Yes. What is honesty? Commitment. Honesty, they say, is the first chapter in the book of wisdom. Honesty, they say, is the best policy. What else? Is truthfulness. The most free person in the world is the one who has nothing to hide. Who has nothing to hide. So honesty is truthfulness. Honesty means no self-deception. Honesty means a sort of transparency in the character. Where there is no need to hide anything. Where there is no deception. Nothing to be hidden. Where there is no force, no imposition. Honesty means real flower. Honesty doesn't mean a plastic flower. A plastic flower doesn't need earth. A plastic flower doesn't have roots. A plastic flower doesn't need air, doesn't need any exposure, doesn't need water. But after all, then it is plastic, phony, artificial. No fragrance. But if the flower is real, the most important thing it needs is water, earth. It has got roots. It needs exposure to wind, to storm. This flower can be kept inside the room without any air, without any light. And the flower can survive eternally. But this flower, it blooms in the morning and by evening it is disappearing. This is real. So, it faces harsh circumstances. There is air blowing, it survives. There is a wind, there is storm, it survives. So honesty is like this real flower. It is care is needed. But there are wild flowers whom nobody cares and yet they survive with their own strength and power. So honesty is not something which is imposed. You say that I am so honest, and yet people don't recognize my honesty. I am so honest. I am working so hard. I have been honest, but I have not received much in result. Honesty is its own reward. Honesty doesn't want any reward. Honesty doesn't need any recognition. Honesty doesn't need any praise. Because when you are honest, the result is your internal joy. The more honest you are, the more you sacrifice for honesty, the more you enjoy within. So the result is not coming from outside. The result is within. So the expectation is not from outside. Because you are reaping its own benefits within. So in this yajna, we need to have 7 types of honesty. First, self, to own self. You should be honest to yourself. It is not the path of self-deception. Okay, nobody has seen you, but whom you are deceiving? Yourself. If you are just doing everything of Brahmin life, as a forced daily routine, you're not doing justice to anybody. Or if you're deceiving yourself, it's like there are 2 persons who play cards. Okay. So, but this person is not there and one person alone is playing the card. And he's playing the card, but he is deceiving the other person who is not there, because he is playing and assuming that the other person he is deceiving, who is not existing. So whom he is deceiving? He is deceiving himself. It is like a single person who is playing cards. You feel that, okay, this person now doesn't know, I will play this, while that other person doesn't exist. So it is an act of self-deception. Honesty means to remain true to your own self. Honesty means to stand naked as you are, without any false coverings, without any pseudo layers, without any show off. You are what you are. You are not trying to be the part of that crowd. Because crowd mentality is the lowest level of consciousness. What others are doing, let me also do. This is not honesty. It's a very low level of consciousness. True honesty is you understand your limitations. You understand your imperfections. You recognize them. You acknowledge them. Because unless and until I don't acknowledge my imperfections, I can't get over them. There are institutions of de-addictions. Alcohol de-addictions, smoking de-addictions, drug de-addictions. So the new members who come there, a person is addicted to smoking from 40 years. Now the first thing is honesty. He has to accept that I am an addict. If you don't accept, you cannot overcome your addiction. So the first type of honesty is honesty with self. Accept. Don't deny. Don't hide. Don't try to tamper with your own truths. You are what you are. Don't try to show to the world that you are something else, which you are not. That is not honesty. Not any one of us is perfect. What? If suppose I am expert in something, probably other is not expert in that. But the skill which others have or the other person have, I may not be having. I may look very strong from the surface, but internally I might be very weak emotionally. Or emotionally somebody is appearing very strong, but logically, in fields of reason and logic, they are weak. So I must understand where is my weakness and recognize and accept and acknowledge it. That is honesty. Rather than showing that, no, everything is okay with me. How are you? I am fine, but I am not fine. You are writing letters to Baba, I am okay. While your heart knows that nothing is okay. Baba told me I write okay, so I am writing every day. Baba, I am okay, but I am deceiving myself. Because I am not okay. I am disturbed. People are disturbing me. Circumstances are unfavorable to me. I am feeling very ill at ease. But I am writing every day. I am okay. Just to tell everybody or show everybody, or even if not that, deceiving oneself. That is not spirituality. Though the first type of honesty is self. The second type of honesty is with God, with Baba. Am I honest to Him? He says, do this, do that. I do what He says, but I don't do it with heart. That thing is not coming from within. There is no fire within. There are only words and words. Garrulous, talkative love. The real love is wordless love. A man and woman just sitting together without speaking. He doesn't express anything, she doesn't express anything. Both are introvert. They don't express, they don't even say that we love each other. Nothing. There is a silent, deep, wordless love going on. Unexpressed. And yet, there is a fire and there is no need for them even to meet. There is no need. Because the love has risen above the physical platform. This is known as platonic love, non-physical love. So even if they don't meet for 10 years, 20 years, it hardly matters. Because they live in each other's heart, but they never expressed. It is such a fierce and fiery love, wordless love, so intense love, they cannot even think of any other person, third person, impossible. They hardly see each other, yet the love is so deep. Do we have such a love for God? No. Our love is a ceremonial. Wake up at Amrit Vela, compulsory do 4 rounds of 4 dham. If you don't do, you feel restless. Go and sit in the Murli, you're feeling sleepy. Okay, you're following the lifestyle. But everything is so mechanical, like a plastic flower. no fragrance, no roots, no earth needed, no exposure, nothing. The real bloom is gone. So honesty with God means to stand in front of Him stark naked, without any layers, without any artificial coverings. What you are, I am what I am. There's a lecture by Swami Vivekananda, I am what I am. I am not for what you like. I will not change because you want me to be like that. I am like this, that's it. If you like me, it's fine. If you don't like me, go away. What I can do for it? It's fine. You love me, you don't love me. I am this, I am what I am. So, a little different. So, with God, I stand. Okay. Because He has accepted me as, He knows more about me than anyone else in the world. He knows all my potentials, even when I was not in this knowledge. He knew me even that time. When I came in knowledge, He knew my potential. When nobody knew me, the whole world was thinking of me as a foolish person. That time He knew I was the most intelligent. He knew me at each and every step of my life. So when He knows me, I have no need to prove to anybody what I am. There is no need of giving justifications and proofs to the world. This is what I am, that's it. I am not trying to overact. Natural acting. You know those actors who are very natural. They are very famous. And those who overact, people don't love them. You know there are two types of this Mahabharata which was played on television. There was the original Mahabharata, that 1980s. That was... All players are so natural, all actors. But there are few Mahabharata which are recently there. They are more of, you know, what is called as bodybuilders who have got training in gym. And they are more of those models rather than natural actors. Look at the actors of films of 1930s and 40s and 50s. They are so natural. And look at the modern. Look at the old films. They are very natural acting. Meena Kumari. Very natural acting. And the recent actresses with the plastic makeup. There is no beauty there. So, the one more natural one is, the more powerful one is. So, the second honesty is with God. The third honesty is with this yajna. The third type of honesty is with this yajna. How much honest I am. How I am utilizing the things of yajna. Food, water, electricity, room, cleanliness, health. Because of my own mistake, I keep on falling sick. Because when you fall sick, you know how costly the medicines are? Each tablet, each strip. How people are suffering the whole world around. They don't have money. And in this yajna, if we keep on falling sick and utilizing yajna's money, is not that a sort of honesty? You may not be a surrender person in Madhuban, but anywhere you are, whosoever is Brahma Kumar or Kumari, he is getting sustenance from yajna. So always think that I am being sustained by yajna. Or rather, I am yajna. I cannot waste anything. So any wastage will be dishonesty. You have got mangoes and you keep it like that for 3 days and they got rotten. Is that honesty? You should have given it to somebody. That is also sort of. You move out of your room and the fan is on for 8 hours. Is that an honesty? No. Reduce your wants as much as possible. That is honesty. The more we reduce our wants, I don't need anything from outside. then I become more honest. I don't need anything from anybody. To lessen thy wants is to lengthen thy lives. Your life will increase, your longevity will increase. You decrease your food intake, your life will prolong. You increase your food, you will die. It is a great and wonderful and a very, very powerful saying, a proverb in English. You eat to live and you eat to die. You are eating to live, that is fine. But you eat for what? For death. This needs further explanation, maybe in some other class. Whatever you are eating, that is for your death. So, this is the third type of honesty. The fourth type of honesty is honesty with Brahmin family. This family. I need to be honest with everyone who is in this family. Or if you try to manage, manipulate, conspire, shadyantra, here you are a calculative person, that is not honesty at all. So that is fourth type of honesty. The fifth type of honesty is with Brahmin lifestyle. Whatever dincharya, whatever lifestyle you have been given, if you are not following that is also sort of dishonesty. The other honesty is honesty with worldly souls, those who are not in jnana. You have to be honest with them also. It's not that you are very honest in the Brahmin family, but outside you deceive people. You take money from them and don't give. Is that an honesty? They are taking money from outside people and utilizing for yajna purposes. Anyway, so they are thinking, okay, what you will do with money? Give your money to us. We will utilize it for spiritual service. But they don't know it is spiritual service. You have to give them back. That is a dishonesty. That is not honesty. Yeah, you bargain or you manipulate or conspire, anything. That is not honesty. And the seventh type of honesty is honesty with your seva. You should be very honest to your service. Service is first. Your personal jnana, personal yoga, personal purushartha, personal amritvela, everything comes next. First is your duty. Nothing is greater than your duty. Whatever job, whatever duty you have been given, for example, a doctor, he has to sacrifice his night sleep multiple times. He has to nurse in the hospital. She has to sacrifice her sleep. She has to sacrifice her comforts. Patient is first. Nothing, everything, your jnana, your yoga, your classes, your spirituality, your Baba, your meeting with God, everything, this all is secondary details. When duty calls you, everything is worthless in front of duty. That is the real honesty. If you are failing here, your jnana, your yoga, your meditation, your seva, your workshops, your seminar, your classes, Nothing is going to help you. This is first. Whatever you have given job, be honest to that job. Be honest to that duty. Be honest to that seva. Otherwise, don't take that seva. Finish it. Give it to hand over to somebody. And do whatever you want. There were people who had said to Dadiji, Dadiji, we don't want seva. We want to do Gyan Yoga. Dadi said, okay, do. And ultimately, they became psychiatric patients. What to do? How much you are going to do Gyan Yoga? That is most important. How you have been given minutest seva. But if you can do that minutest small seva sincerely, honestly, that is greater than any other Gyan, Yoga, anything. That is the highest because that is practical. Rest, everything is just theory. Plastic flower. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. As time goes by, Bab Dada had seen that the majority of double foreigners have become very knowledgeable. Their vision for recognizing Maya has become very sharp. This is why Bab Dada takes the fragrance from the letters and sees that the double foreigners have an honest heart. They write with honesty of their falling as well as their flying. They have an honest heart. Bab Dada always says, where there is an honest heart, all desires are fulfilled. Whatever hopes of desire they have are fulfilled. That is, all their desires are fulfilled. You are very good in receiving Baba's help. Avyakta Murli, 14th December 1997. Om Shanti.